The Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
And after 3 months of living in the US of A and getting married there at the same time, she's back in downtown Sydney from thebigsmoke.com.au to thebigsmoke.com.au. Alex Center, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very, very well, but I bet you're sad to be away from your husband.
It is sad. I miss him a lot, but we have plans to see each other in a few weeks. And so, you know, it'll only be a short time apart.
It'll be nice. Great to be back with the dogs, though, I'm sure.
So miss them as well, yeah.
Was Betty being the, was she being a bit of a princess, wasn't she, upon your return?
She refused to look at me for the first 20 minutes or so. But now she's accepted me back into the you know, fold.
See, the big problem was your parents looked after them and they got spoilt rotten. Who wants this woman back in the household?
They both came back chubby. both were eating snacks all day.
You better get the leads out and go for a lot of walks. Speaking of getting chubby, Alex Center, fast food chains have filed for trademarks for metaverse-based virtual restaurants. What's this all about?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. So if you remember that concept of Second Life, where it was all about a virtual world. Mm-hmm. At the time, there were a number of really big companies who actually purchased advertising space in this virtual world, spending millions of dollars. This is a similar thing, where McDonald's, for example, has filed a trademark application for virtual goods services and virtual restaurants and cafes. And they're not the only fast food chain to have done this, but it's a way for the corporation to plan for a future around virtual reality marketplaces. And this is really in the following the footsteps of Meta, you know, the new Facebook, and the metaverse. So we're seeing more and more companies look into how do we actually engage with people in the metaverse. And so we've seen, for example, entertainment services look at virtual concerts. And now we've even seen a major bread chain company in America called Panera Bread create what they call the Paneraverse, which is, a downloadable virtual food and beverage service.
Well, it's all getting out of control, isn't it?
I mean, it's the way it's going to be. We're going to be living this metaverse life. It's not if it's going to happen. It's how do we navigate it? And I guess companies are trying to prepare for this virtual establishment. Revolution.
Yeah, but if I go to a virtual restaurant and buy a virtual Big Mac, am I actually going to be able to taste it?
So it depends. So Nike and Walmart, there are a number of really big companies who have done the filing so that they can operate in the metaverse, but we don't know how that will be executed in the real world or what that would look like. However, there will be probably a hybrid purchase opportunity between NFTs and then actual goods that in the virtual world could be ordered and delivered. Ooh. So it just really depends on how they execute.
Oh, dear. The future is a wondrous place, isn't it? And speaking of the future, a paralysed patient has walked again due to an implant powered by an app. This is fantastic.
This is pretty amazing. So it's the first time that we've seen an implant that is app-based allow a paralysed individual to walk. So this came from a group of researchers who were able to help an individual who'd had a motorcycle accident walk. And the way that they actually did this was they created an implant. It is an implant that actually sends electrical signals to the patient's brain. In the past, this kind of signal would be used to help ease pain. But in this case, they've used it to send electrical impulses into certain parts of the spine that facilitates walking. So then using the app that's connected to the implant, the device, would allow the individual to walk, and they were able to see physical motion happen by using it. So this is a breakthrough, and it could be the future of you know, modulating neurons that regulate muscle groups and activate spinal cords.
That is an amazing breakthrough. Absolutely amazing to see someone walk and imagine being paralysed, not being able to walk, and then told, hey, we can give you this opportunity. I mean, that'd be news.
It provides hope. Yeah. It provides hope and breakthrough, you know, technology.
Absolutely. They've over in New Zealand, to wrap up this morning, Alex, they've been having some problems with protesters. So they've played a bit of Barry Manilow music to break it up. And I thought I'd throw some in for us this morning. Is that okay?
I would love some, Matt.
Could ask for more at the Copa.
Now, see, Alex, if I was throwing that piece of Barry Manilow music to get rid of me, I'd be just up and dancing about. I wouldn't be going anywhere.
Well, this is the thing. So the New Zealand government actually started to play, authorities in New Zealand started to play Barry Manilow's greatest hits and on a 15-minute loop. And then also, every now and then, the Macarena. And the reason they were playing this was because they were trying to deter protesters and demonstrators who were protesting against the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Now, the way that the protesters were responding to the songs was to play Twisted Sister's "We're Not Going to Take It." So it was kind of like a song off, almost. And it's interesting, but it's an interesting tactic on using music as a way of deterring something that they don't want to have happen. And we've seen this also happen in the past with certain companies and retail outlets using classical music, for example, as a way to deter, people who are loitering or people who are hanging around a premise.
Yeah, it happens here locally. I can't remember what they play. I haven't been there for quite some time. But our Central Square Shopping Centre here in the centre of Ballarat does have a problem with loiterers, and they started playing some form of music to try and disperse them. But it wasn't Barry Manilow. And let me tell you, if the Macarena's happening, I ain't going anywhere. I'm doing the Macarena for the full 3 minutes and 45 seconds. I'm in.
The fun part about this whole story also is that James Blunt actually tweeted when he heard about this and said, "Give me a shout out if this doesn't work."
Alex Center from thebigsmoke.com.au. Great to have you back in Oz. Always a pleasure to shoot the breeze with you. And we'll talk again next week.
Thank you so much.
Genesis 24/7 Gins Fed Fit.